From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Korea's military says North Korea Monday fired four ballistic missiles into the waters east of the peninsula. Japan's prime minister says three of the missiles landed in his nation's exclusive economic zone. Last week, the United States and South Korea began their annual joint military exercises, something that usually angers the North. A furious Donald Trump says he will be proven right about his allegation that the Obama administration wiretapped his phones just before the election. Mr. Trump charges that the phone tapping was done as part of an administration probe into Russia's alleged meddling in the election. A key aide to the former president denies the allegation, calling it simply false. The president has not yet released any evidence to back up his charges. Meanwhile, the New York Times newspaper and NBC report that FBI Director James Comey has called on the Justice Department to publicly reject the charges. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says his committee will investigate the charges. President Trump is expected to sign a new executive order Monday regarding immigration and travel into the United States. A federal court blocked an administration's earlier attempt. Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward the center of the city of Mosul in an attempt to take positions still held by the Islamic State group. Iraqi military officials said Sunday they have overtaken several villages in western Mosul. Thousands of delegates from around China have gathered in Beijing for the annual parliament session. The session began Sunday in the Great Hall of the People with a speech from Premier Li Keqiang. This is VOA News. Local police and the FBI continue to look for the white male who shot a Sikh man after telling him to go back to your own country. The shooting took place in Washington, Seattle State suburb on Friday. The victim had been released from the hospital Sunday but wishes to remain anonymous. Here is Chief Ken Thomas of the Kent Police Department.
This type of activity will generate the full force and effect of the Kent Police Department and all resources that we could possibly muster up to hold those people that commit this type of crime that is completely unacceptable, to hold them responsible.
Ken Thomas. Scandal-tainted French presidential hopeful François Fillon addressed a campaign rally Sunday. Thousands waved French flags and chanted President Fillon as the candidate told them not to give up their fight. Fillon has been criticized for his handling of the investigation into allegations he arranged parliamentary jobs for his wife and children, where they allegedly got paid but did little or no work. Four top European leaders hold talks Monday on the future of the European Union. Hosted by French President François Hollande, the dinner meeting brings together French, German, Italian, and Spanish leaders. The meeting comes amid discussions about how the European Union can move forward in the face of Brexit, rising nationalism, and an EU-skeptic Trump administration in Washington. Thousands of demonstrators marched through the streets of Bucharest, Romania, Sunday, blowing whistles and waving flags. They were trying to register their support for the nation's anti-corruption authority and to demand that the state institutions be free of political interference. Yemeni officials say al-Qaeda killed 11 soldiers Sunday in two attacks. Six were killed at a security checkpoint in the city of Shukra. Five were killed in Hadramaut. British Finance Minister Philip Hammond said Sunday his nation would fight back if the European Union refuses to strike an acceptable agreement on Brexit. He told a television interviewer that Britain would do whatever is necessary to remain competitive if it leaves the EU without a trade agreement. The Islamic State group has taken responsibility for executing a kidnapped officer of Pakistan's Prime Intelligence Agency. Police found the man's body in the city of Multan. They've identified him as Umar Mubin Jilani and quoted witnesses as saying the militants dropped his body on a busy road early Saturday before driving away. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.